Blog Talk Radio.
Why you mad, dog? Cause my chain is icy. That's one reason why the game don't like me. Cause I hop south front. Why you chillin' with Vicey? Why that I pop boots be played? Bro, cause you're first. They call me.
Good evening, Dons and Divas. I'm your host, Rich Money, and welcome to another episode of GQ Palace Radio. Before we get started, I'd like to take this time out and thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last week, we had a spectacular show. We had Edna Chi with the GQ. We had Bugatti Rab up in the building, one of the hottest up and coming artists this spring. Believe me, when his joint drop, it's going to be crazy. Bugatti Rab, we heard his smashing single, New York Dreams. And we also had Shannon Shatterstar Branch, a writer from the Bronx. He's a hip hop producer and an author. And look out for his book, The Dream. This book will be released on December 25th. His book is definitely a good Christmas present to get. Its topics is just amazing. So make sure you look for his book, The Truth is the Hardest Pill to Swallow, by Shannon Branch. This week, we have Michelle Norris with the GQ General Question. We have Rizzy V. V stands for vocals, because his vocals is crazy. He's coming at y'all hard. He's from Miami. He's killing the R&B scene. We will be hearing his smashing single, Beautiful and Thousand Miles Away. We also have the Trendsetters in the building, a group of females that are community supporters. So stay right there and don't move, because the stories that they have for you is touching. And this is a female group that I guarantee you would definitely want to hear about. So stay right there. Don't move. We'll be right back. GQ Palace, love and entertainment. It's butter, baby.
I've been so true to
Welcome back, Dawgs and Divas. We're having some technical difficulty going on with the station. I do apologize for that. But with me right now, I have Michelle Norris with the GQ General Question. Michelle, are you there?
Hello, Dawgs and Divas.
Michelle?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Hello, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
Welcome
I'm fine.
To GQ Palace.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Would you like to... Thank you for joining us. Right now we have some technical difficulty going on at the beginning of the show, but it ain't nothing that serious that can't be controlled. But would you like to tell the audience a little something about yourself?
Yeah, I'm 43 years old, with a mother of five children. I'm a stay-at-home mom. Really, my kids are grown now. And basically, I like reading and watching TV. And that's about it. Just living a normal
okay.
life.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that at all. Now, let me ask you, what is your GQ general question topic for this evening?
Well, I have a question. I would like to know if there is anything wrong with, I have a 14-year-old daughter, and she's currently living with her father, and the reason why she's with her father is because I want her to better herself in school. I have five children, and somewhere in life I went wrong, and not saying that I'm a bad mother, but the other four didn't graduate high school, and she, out of all the other one of my children, her father is there in her life, and he wants to be a part of her life. So as far as education goes, I want her to stay with him on school days, and then on weekends I have her here with me. And I know with her father, she'll do much better because I'm a little bit too easy on her. I don't want her to follow behind her other siblings and mess up because I want at least one of my children to, you know, at least walk down that aisle and get that diploma and be something. And not to say that my other kids can't be something, but I at least want her to graduate high school. She never got left back before, and she's 14 years old in the ninth grade, and I don't want her to go wrong nowhere. And she wants to come home, and I won't let her come home. I want her to stay with her father. And I feel like, am I a bad parent for that?
So you mainly want the feedback from the GQ General Question family and other listeners to give you some advice on that. Now,
right.
All right, what we're going to do right now, we're just going to go to the phone line, you know, because this is a serious topic. So I would like all Dons and Divas that's listening, if you can call in and give Michelle your feedback on her topic, the number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to speak to Michelle or just stay on the line to hear the show. Now, me personally, I don't consider you as being a bad parent. I consider as you being, you know, you looking out for her in her best interest. You understand?
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
the simple fact is you got her over there where you know you're not going to be as hard on her as her father is.
Right.
So that's probably why she want to come back. You understand?
Exactly. Exactly. And last night she had open school night and two of her subjects she was a little low in. Now, what she's doing right now is she's like feeding on us. Like she wants to come home, cause so now she's trying to act out, you know. And her dad got a little frustrated last night, and he was like, well, she can go home. And I said, no, she's not coming home, because this is what she wants you to say. This is what she
exactly.
wants.
Exactly. He's falling
so
right into her
I'm like, he's like, he's about to get frustrated, and I tell him, you got to deal with her just like I have to deal with her. You cannot give up on her like that. This is what she
mm-hmm.
wants. She wants to come back here, hang out with her sisters, you know, do things that she don't have no business doing. Where there, he has a wife. They both working. You know, they have a son there. The home is more stable. There's not a bunch of, you know, and here I have my daughters here, and I don't want her to be pressured by anything. I want her to be focused. And she
but
has
did
a
she
time
come home
for
on
her
the
sisters.
Weekend?
Yes, on the weekends,
okay.
when school is out in the summertime, she have a time with her sisters, you know. And then sometimes she throw on my face, oh, you don't want me here. It's not that I don't want you here. I love you. to the fullest, but I just think where you at is best right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the father, in my point of view, is he can't let her, because what she's doing on him is like a role reversal. You understand? Mm. She want him to get upset. She want him to get mad. So he can't say, all right, you're going back to your mother, which is that's what she wants.
Like the last time.
But you got to, as long as you hold your grounds and stay forward with it, like, no, she's not coming back. Believe me, it's going to sink into her head that, all right, well, you know, I got to stay here. I got to do what I got to do. Well, she really need to realize this is better for her, you know?
Right. This is not the first time. We did this before, and she was a little younger. She was a lot younger. And she had a temper tantrum and wanted to come home, and I punked up, and I said, oh, well, let her come on home. And he did. He was really mad with it. But this time, this is through court, okay? So I told him, in order for you to do that, we're going to have to do this in court because you're not going to give up on her. So,
mm-hmm.
And it's not like I said, it's not like I don't want her here. I just want what's best for her. And I just don't like the fact that she throws the guilt in my face, like, you don't want me here. Why you didn't do that to the rest of them? Why are you doing this to me?
Well, you know, you can't let that get to you, you understand, because she's also trying to get to you in that situation so you can have that guilty feeling. But we do have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yep.
State
Hello?
Your name and who's calling?
This is T.
Oh, that's one of my, for the GQ College. She calls every week. That's my hard-working computer network analysis right there.
What's
and I honor her. She calls every week. I honor my whole team, though, but she calls every week, faithfully. You know, I believe if the rest of my team could call, they would, you know, but
yeah,
I need them for other
course.
Situations.
Exactly.
And they doing their thing. But you have a question for Michelle T?
No, I don't have a question. I just have some feedback for her.
Okay.
Michelle, do not feel no way that you're wrong. I think you're doing a hell of a job by doing this.
Okay.
A lot of mothers and parents would be like, you know what? Okay, she want to come home. The father would be like, you know what? I'm not going to deal with this. Encourage her to stay where she is because when she get older, she's going to thank you.
And I told her that. And
you
I
know,
told her that.
Because her wanting to come home and just hang out, you're only 14, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I read about it and hear about it every single day where, I mean, even younger kids are going wrong. They're even dying every day. Here where
mm-hmm.
I am, you know, it's really sad to say, but we have kids here in New Jersey just 11, 12 years old. With this Bloods and Crips shit.
Mm-hmm.
They're shooting and killing each other every day. And they don't care if it's male, female. It doesn't matter. You know, New York, I'm sure, is just as bad. Philly is just as bad.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going on every day. You know, him being on her like that, you doing what you doing, you don't have to worry about a grandbaby in the next few months.
Thank you. Yes.
You know,
yes.
Because our young girls now, 10, 11, 12, babies making babies.
And some
if
of them don't have
that,
father figures.
Her career is over,
mm-hmm.
basically. Her career
right.
is over. Because, like I said, I told my daughter, when she was that age, you can have a baby if you want to. I'll help you. But I'm not going to be the one that's there 24/7. You know, once you get a baby, it's a wrap. It's
right.
a wrap. And, you know, you have to make them do what they got to do in order to let them know that they're wrong. You know, because if she was to get pregnant, you take care of that baby, you enabling her to do what the hell she want to do.
Exactly.
And she's not
exactly.
damn grown.
All right.
Exactly.
All right, well, we have another call on the line. Stay on the line, Chief. All right?
Okay.
We're going to let you put it, but we have another call on the line. Caller, are you there? Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello.
I hear somebody typing, but yes.
That's me.
You want GQ Palace Radio? Who are we speaking to?
Gary.
Gary, what's going on, Gary?
What's going on, my brother?
How are you, man? We have Michelle Norris on the air.
Hi, Gary.
Have her topic. What's your point of view on it?
I was just listening in. I really can't get it right now, so that's why I said let me figure out what's going on. Maybe I caught the end. From reading it, it just says anything wrong with a 14-year-old living with her father, but I know it got to be more to that.
Yes. You want to explain a little more to Gary,
yes,
if you only caught the part on
okay,
network
but the
analysis?
Okay, but the thing is I have four other children besides my 14-year-old daughter, which is they didn't do too well in school. None of them finished high school. See, I have a 14-year-old daughter, has been on an honor roll, is doing good, you know, and by her living here, I don't want her to be pressured by her sisters or see what her sister or her brother, you know, is doing and didn't want to do the same thing. So her father stepped in. He took her in his home with his wife and his son, where they both work in his quiet home. She has to come straight home from school. She can't do, you know, the things that she could do like if she was to do here. You know, not that I would allow it, but sometimes it gets out of control. And I feel like she has a father while he can't help out too. So now we have it where we went to court and she stays with her father on school days and I have her all the other days. And now my daughter seems to think that I don't want her here. I'm only doing this because I want her to have a good education. I don't want her to drop out of school, and I want her to do good.
Right. Hey. Yo,
and my question is I'm a bad parent or am I wrong because my daughter is not living in my home with me on school days? Like,
What's your point of view on that, Gary?
I mean, my point of view is, first of all, I got to commend you. That's one thing. You know what I mean? I have to commend you because for you to be able to admit to yourself that, you know what I'm saying, it's uncontrollable. It's out of your control.
Right.
And you're doing something about it. So, you know what I mean? I got to commend you on that level. Now, you there?
Yes.
All right.
Everybody's here, Gary. Go ahead.
All right. But now, on the other end, right, she's 14 years old. It really doesn't matter where you take her. She has a mind of her own, and I think that's where it's got to go at, right then and there. You have to set that straight first. You have to figure out where she's at. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And she can go live wherever she wants and still wind up in those same positions. It doesn't matter where you go. But
okay,
at the end of the day, too much structure ain't good.
Right.
Too much structure ain't good. Not at 14 because she knows the difference between right and wrong.
Right. That she's still a kid at heart. My other daughter, on the other hand, at 14, she already wanted to, you know what I'm saying, stay out late, you know, do this,
right,
do that, where Imani is different. Imani's like a baby to me. She doesn't have that teenage grown-up mentality. She's like a little kid. She plays around too much. She's always joking around. To me, she's not into boys. She's and a lot of that has to do with her being around her father a lot. Because she know he does not play. He doesn't play with her. You know, he drives, so he could drive up on her any time. But he's not smothering her. He's just letting her know this is school and this is what it is, you know. And with me, I'm a little softy. Mommy, can I go outside for a little while? Could I go outside? Imani, just be back by 8 o'clock. In his house, it's none of that, you know. If they go out, they go out as a family. They go out together. If she goes to her friend's house, he's driving her there, and he's picking her up, you know, and that's how it is there. And I was a single mother for so many years without my kid's father in their life, and I feel like it's his turn. This is a time now where I get to have one of my kids help with the father involved in the life, and I don't want to take that from him, and I don't want, you know, her to feel also like I'm trying to be mean to her, or I don't want her here. I love my daughter to death, but I want what's best for her. That's just
all
how
right.
It is.
Okay. Hey. All right. Listen, we have another caller on the line. We're gonna bring that caller in. Caller, are you there?
Hello.
Gabby, you can respond. I just want to bring this other caller in. All right.
Hello.
State your name and who's calling?
This is Anita.
How you doing, Anita? Did you hear Michelle's topic?
Yes. Hi, Michelle.
Okay,
hi.
What's your point of view? Then we're going to get back to Gary on answering that question, Michelle stating the fact about what she feel about it.
Well, I also commend you for acknowledging that it's better for her to be somewhere, well, with her father versus in your household.
Thank you.
I've been a single mother. I've been there. Came to a point with my old, I have two older children, and they have their father. I had another child years later, and her father was around. And I definitely noticed and appreciated the difference of having the father involved in her life like that.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I have to have some control in my household. The fact that it's gotten out of control, I don't know how old your children are. I don't know if I missed that part.
Okay, she's 14. She's 14.
No, not that one, the other one.
Oh, the other one is 18, 19,
23,
and 26.
Well, if they're dysfunctional influences in a household, they're grown.
Right.
I would never want my child to feel like I don't want her. I hear you love your child. But remember, she's at a very formative age, and she's a female. So she's gonna want mommy more than daddy. As far as, well, she would see me, mommy, female from mommy more than the male from daddy. So
and
okay,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
We always got to keep that in mind. The fact that your other kids are older, I mean, maybe it's time for them to go about. Maybe they need to get on their own feet, and maybe they'll get it together then if they get out there on their own and don't have mommy to hold them up. Them aside, and maybe you could get your daughter in the house more. I'm always for the children. Go ahead.
Can I say something? Imani was there when I was raising, my teenage daughters, and she's seeing how out of control they are. So with me, she would probably think, well, you let my other sister get away with it, or you let, you know, that this is where her mind is and thinking, which is with her father, she can't do that. And I do understand that, yes, she is a girl, and she should be with mommy, but also her daddy has a wife that really deeply cares for her. You know, a lot of females go, oh, no, I don't want my daughter around his wife. Let me tell you something. That lady takes very good care of my daughter, and she loves her just like if she was her own. She takes her shopping. She get her nails done. She get her hair done. She does all of that for her. She shows her little feminine things. So she has that in the household. And I understand what you're saying when you say, hey, mommy should do it, but mommy does do it when mommy has her. Huh?
I hear something banging in the background. Could somebody tell me what
you're
banging
not,
in the
that's
background?
Not me.
That's not me.
Okay, I hear something like bouncing in the background or something tapping. Okay.
I'm laying down.
I hear it too.
All right, okay. Okay,
but,
go ahead, Michelle. I'm sorry.
I understand your point in saying that she's a female and she should be with mommy, but she has that in the household. So it's not like she's just living with her father and there's no one there to help her with little things that she needs. Imani also is another thing that she does. She tries to play her father's wife against her and him, and that's a sign of that. She wants to come home. So she do little things to upset the house where if he could say, well, take her back home. But it's not happening, not right now. Like I said, I want what's best for her in life, and I'm not going to let her little attitude and her little tantrums say, well, I give up, come home. No, she's going to stay right there. He's just as much as her parent as I am. That's how I feel about it.
Yo, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
A real question, right? Let me ask this question in a third party. I don't want to, let's not even say you. I'm just trying to be on a 14-year-old side right now, right?
Okay.
Let's say where she's at right now, she's not really comfortable. That's why she's making conflict with that household.
She's not, and she's not. But, you know, like I said, she wants to be here. She wants to be here, and she should be comfortable because she has her own space. You know, it's like she has a computer. She has her little DS games and whatever little things that she has to keep her company when she gets bored, you know. But it's like I said.
But she don't have her siblings and her mother in
exactly
her house.
She do because she comes home on the weekends And she also has the whole summer and all holidays. She's here with me.
And then she got to leave. I was the reverse. I hated leaving my grandmother's house. Like, I wanted to stay there. I didn't want to go home to my mother, but... Cause I was my mother for the school days and went with my grandparents weekends, holidays, vacation, summer, and every time it was time to leave, it was like, why I gotta go back? Cause that's not where I want to be. And you know, sometimes, like Gabby has said, sometimes too much structure isn't a good thing. And children, once they get a certain age, then you lose control of them, and because they didn't have the freedom when they was younger, now they taking liberties.
Okay, I did also tell my daughter, I said, finish this semester out. And if you do good and you show me that this is what you want to do, then we'll talk about going back and put you back into my custody.
That's good.
I said, right now, I want you to just, you know, let me see if that you could show mommy that you can do good, and then I'll let you come back home. But right now, I want to see where you're headed. Right now, she's clowning around in school. She's, acting
like a clown. She's rebelling. She's rebelling. She's a teenager. She's rebelling.
Last night, when I went to get her report card, her father almost sent her back home. You're not going to give up on her like that. This is what she wants you to do. She's not. You're not going to
do that. But maybe he sees she's rebelling because she's not happy.
You
got to give everybody, my concept is I give everybody a piece of rope. You either swing from that piece of rope or you hang yourself.
No,
and
you can't.
She hung herself when she was there before, and she came back home, and she acted up, and she went back. She, you know what I'm saying? So she did hang herself already. She did.
I hear that.
She had a chance to come back home, and she did come back home.
Michelle.
And she ended up going right back again. Yes?
Michelle. You know, listen, honestly, I be playing around a lot, and I post a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying?
He be lying. You know I was going to say it. Y'all know I was going to say it.
Come on, y'all. Let's really get some truth to the matter of this, because this is a serious topic.
Let Gary say what he got to say, then we're going to let you say what you got to say.
All right.
Go ahead, Gary. What you were saying.
At the end of the day, right, when we talk about children, the only time you can give your children a rope to hang themselves with, that's with getting their teeth fixed. You know what I'm saying?
I agree, yeah. Gary.
Let him finish.
Go ahead, Gary.
The problem is, as adults, I'm 45 years old, so I was raised from my mom's. My mom's was a dope fiend. So at the end of the day, I was raised in that era. So I understand I was able to grow up with 20-year-olds back then. You know what I'm saying? I was able to do that back then because I knew the difference. I seen it for myself firsthand. So now, if my mother would have gave me the rope to hang myself, here it is. I would be one of those same guys smoking weed or doing the same things that they prior before me. So now I just say all that to say this. That's your responsibility. You can't father, mother, this child, father's lady. Okay. All jokes on the side, it's up to you to put structure in your own home. You have to set boundaries. And listen, tough love is a mother. Tough love, it goes a long way because you're going to save your child. You have to save your child because what happens if you get that phone call and it says something happened to your child in his care?
Okay, you know, can I say something, Gary? What is wrong with y'all men? I mean, where are y'all coming in at? We didn't make these kids by ourselves. Well, why y'all can't take a part
of
your own kids?
At the end of the
life?
Day, don't get it twisted. It's not a male female thing. This is a love.
Exactly.
It's about a child.
Okay,
exactly.
But I'm saying
today,
I don't see nothing wrong with her staying with a father.
It's
but
wrong with
as far as education is concerned.
Listen, because I know T has something she wanted to say also, so I want T to get her question in, then we're going to go back to you, Michelle, all right?
Okay.
No, it's not a question, but I'm feeling
Michelle
100%.
I'm sorry, T, I keep saying your question. I do apologize.
Thank you, T.
Maybe because you're always asking me questions.
No, real talk, because I didn't have my father's kids in my life, in their life, you know. And for this man, Michelle is feel like she's doing the best thing because she feels like she let this child do what she want to do, basically. The child do need structure. Yes, girls love mommy, whatever, whatever, but because dad is in her ass, she wants to come back to Michelle because
right.
she know Michelle going to say, yeah, well, go ahead and go, but be back at 9 o'clock. She don't come back to 12. No, that's wrong. You know, and
I do agree with that.
I mean, seriously, real talk, I think you're doing the best thing for her, Michelle.
Thank you.
In all interest, always, you're doing the best thing for your child.
And let me tell you something.
You know that you can't deal with it right now. Do what you got to do. I give you all props of what you're doing.
Thank you. And listen to one other thing. Right now, today, with ACS and all these the things that's going on in the news today as far as parents raising their children, these kids know these things, and they take advantage of it. You know,
yes,
oh,
they do.
He hit me, I'm going to go to school and tell my teacher. You know, there's not too much of discipline a parent could do with their child right now.
But,
and I know my daughter is scared to death
of
her father.
Whatever
right.
she go and tell, she got to prove it. She got
hold
to
on,
prove
come
it.
Out.
Oh, wait a minute, can I reiterate something? Cause I think you misconstrued, Gary, when I said I give everyone a rope to hang, swing from. You have to know if your child is capable, what your child is about, your child's mentality. If you hold them in until they're 18, and now they're 18 and they can go on their own, if they never was the type to go, they never went to a party or they never hung out much, you don't know if they can deal with these things. So
right.
I gave my children, I gave you room. I let you do little things. You either going to follow the rules and do this right, and then I know it's okay to allow you to do these things, and I know you focus with your school, or you're going to hang yourself. Perfect example, my oldest daughter swung from the rope. She swung. She did school. She went out. She socialized. She wound up going to college, graduated. My son, I tried to give him the liberty. This dude just did his own thing. He straight put it around his throat and hung himself. I had to realize what she could do. He couldn't do certain things. He's not capable of dealing with them. So you have to. That's what I mean when I say I give everybody a piece of rope. The swing from.
But at the end of the day, until we as parents realize that the mistake lies within us, it ain't gonna never be corrected. And that's
true.
What I'm talking about.
True.
You have. Go ahead.
Is it? Yeah, I couldn't see me not having control of my household. So
there you go.
It's not
having control of your household.
I don't think I have very much control of my. It's just that it's not just in a household. It doesn't have to happen in a house.
There you
go. It can happen in a building. It can happen in a school. It can happen anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
She could not come home from school. And then
That's anywhere.
This is what happens to my other. But she's not going to do that with her father. She's not going to do with her father.
If she gets to a point where she wants to rebel, and
she's
going to rebel. If we sit back and we keep saying that she's not going to do it with him, sooner or later, he's going to get so fed up to the point where he's back. And then what? And then she's going
to be stuck. That's when you go to other measures.
We need
one question because we don't have that much time. What I want to do is, this is what I'm going to start doing because I'm going to extend the show, but I want everybody to give their comments. One by one to Michelle, and then Michelle, I want you to say what you got to say, and then we're going to go into your final thought.
I'm going to say, Michelle, keep doing what the hell you doing, sweetheart, because I think you're doing a damn good job.
My thought is, Gary.
My thought is just ask for your daughter. At the end of the day, if that means you have to change right now because you already stated of it, that she's your baby and you give her that leeway, that's the problem right there. Don't give her shit. Same
right.
shit that your father is doing. And then I bet you she'll see the difference. Now she don't got one to come to be lenient and one that's going to be hard. They both.
All right, Anita?
This is the best that you... if this is the best that you can do, then I commend you for... Because you're acknowledging that you need to be doing this. So I applaud you with that. But I think you see the father of a child is like some kind of savior and the answer to all problems, and that's not it. Because if God forbid he died today or tomorrow, you still would have to raise that child. So
I
you
know.
Need to learn how to do that. And the fact that you have four other ones that went other ways, it's a learning process. It's something that I don't know if it was skipped or I don't know what goes on in your household, but maybe you need to, them grown kids need to go about their business, and then you can have room and space and time and focus and learn with your 14-year-old so she don't wind up rebelling against everybody. That's
okay.
My final thought.
Michelle, give your final thought on that, on everybody.
This
and
is
then,
my
I want
final
you to also
thought.
Give your shout-outs and everything.
Okay. My final thought is I got three grandkids. From each three of my oldest kids, I don't want a fourth one right now. And I feel like I don't want my daughter to go out there. She don't have a father figure in her life to look for somebody to draw that attention to, because that's a lot of things that happen to us, the young teenagers. I want her to do better in school. So for now, like I told my daughter, I'm going to let her stay there. And maybe if she do good on this semester, I might think about making her come home. And, yeah, I will clear house, and I will hold the fort down as the best as I can. But I like to thank all of y'all and your opinions and, you know, and it was very good ones, and, like, everybody's entitled to it. And, yeah, for now, she will stay there. But, and after that, you know, I'll see what it's worth then.
And I definitely applaud you, Michelle. I really,
thank
really
you.
Do. And I can't nobody tell me. I know you very well, and I know for a fact you are a damn good mother. You know what
thank
I'm saying
you.
To you? All right,
yes,
so you have any
you.
Shout-outs you want
to
give?
Yes, I'd like to give a shout-out to Gary, Anita, and T, and my friend Crystal, because I know she's listening in, and you too, Richard, and Lavita, and all of y'all. Thank you.
All right. All right, Dons and Divas, coming up next, Rizzy V, an up-and-coming artist about to take y'all by storm. So stay right there and don't move. GQ Palace, love and entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Yeah. Union, baby. Remake.
Union. You know. Can I describe the feeling that I get when I stare deep into your eyes? When you're gone, I am sick, baby, what would you prescribe? Your presence alone is penicillin. Anticipating till you come home to give me healing. I laugh as I sit reminiscing on all the kind things that you do. Your intentions from the random back rub to the hours that you put in when you're standing in the kitchen. There's so much more to mention. Your style plus your smile is incredible. And all your sweet ways makes you edible. And you ain't sweating all these niggas trying to get at you. I can't lie, girl, sometimes I want a better view. You make a nigga wanna marry you. No joke, ma, I wouldn't Jim Carrey you. You got me locked, ma, I'm caged in. Lost in your love, girl, you are that amazing.
Oh, baby girl, you hear my words. Just know that they coming straight from my heart. Amazing love, amazing you. Your charms like a drug got me hooked on you. So divine with
I'm your Superman. We go together like ocean water, beach sand. Fuck what he, she saying. We plan on ignoring all the rumors, wish it could've happened sooner. You brighten up my day without your voice, it is Luna. The only girl I'd ever consider having, my junior. And the daughter will be as pretty as a mama is. All day I'm thinking about you, that's what my problem is. But whatever the problem, you help the situation. Never get sick of my ways with your consistent patience. And never mind these commentators that insist on hating. You don't even carry the center basic. The air love song I write, I swear you my thing. Lord, you even through my mistakes, for that you my queen. I'm your king to the days end. In these days I shall remind you, baby, you amazing.
I pray for a woman just like you. I love you, oh baby.
Welcome back, Dons and Divas. And with me right now, I have the one and only Rezzy V. Rezzy, welcome to the show. Wow. Rez, you there?
What's good?
What is good, my man? My man.
What's the deal,
that
man?
Track is sick. For you that don't know, that was one of Rezzy V track's Amazing Woman. You hear how he doing it. What's going on, Rez? What's good?
Man, just chilling, man. Chilling out. You know what I'm saying? Putting in this work
now,
here in Miami, man, you know?
I feel you. Rez, that track is something serious. That ain't even half of what you got going on right now. That's not
nah,
even
it's
half.
Not.
That ain't
nah,
even
it's
half.
Not like-
you know, it's like... your voice, you know, and the way you just hit that high note straight through is crazy. Now, let me ask you, what made you write this song, Amazing Woman?
Really, what made me write that song, man, is listening to, like, when I listen to the beats and stuff, you feel me? It's a message in the music. Like, any artist,
mm-hmm.
R&B artist, I don't know about rappers, you know what I'm saying, but I know R&B artists that write their own music, they listen to that instrumental, and it's a message in it, and I always do that before I write anything. And that's what I heard. I mean, I just kept listening to it. I'm in the studio bobbing out with my man Red. Money Red is the kid that's on the track rapping.
Okay.
I do a lot of collabs,
right.
You know what I'm saying? But long story short, man, yeah, man, I sit in the studio, you know what I'm saying, and write, listen to the track, and all I kept hearing was, that amazing woman playing in my head, back and forth, you know what I'm saying? That's what the music was saying to me, you feel me? You amazing, baby, you amazing, amazing woman. That's what
I
kept hearing, you feel me? You know what I'm saying?
I'm about to break into a florist shop and go get wifey a bouquet of roses. I'm like, wow. And what's good
yeah,
is you collaborate a lot, right?
Yeah, I do a lot of collabs, man. Like I,
so
I got a lot of collabs.
You also do it for yourself,
artists.
But you also putting other people on.
Exactly, most definitely. See, I'm all about my team, man. You feel me? So I just like
yeah.
That's why I just give God all the glory, always first. And what you was about to say?
Go ahead.
I just want to shout out, you know what I mean, just thank Boss Lady for introducing me to GQ, you feel me? I thank y'all for having me on here, you feel me? Because without her, I wouldn't even be on here, and that was a good look.
Yeah.
To go down,
you know, Boss Lady,
you know what I'm saying?
She's a good person, but GQ, she's actually not with GQ anymore. It was some stipulations, but she's not with GQ anymore. But, you know, it happens, you know what I mean? She's a good
yeah.
person and everything, but certain situations happen, you know? But, you know, it is what it is, you know. That just happens, you know. Some things is meant to be, some things ain't, you know. But, you know, like you said, you think her, we you know, if it wasn't for her, I'm not going to lie, we probably wouldn't have met you. You understand?
Nah,
I would give her
happen,
that.
Nah, man.
Yeah, I
definitely
you know
would
saying? Give her that. But certain stipulations occurred, you know, and it wasn't good, you know. But, you know, like
yeah.
I said, I will never be, I'm not mad at her about anything, you understand? But, you know, that,
yeah.
that's how it is sometimes, you know. But she's a good person and all. But
yeah, she's good. Like,
let me ask you, how long have you write your own music? Am I right?
Yeah, most definitely. I've been writing from day one. From day one, man.
Okay. I've been doing music like all my life.
I'm a music baby. That's what I call myself, because my mom, I get it from my mom, you know what I'm saying? My mom, she got a beautiful voice, and it just passed on to me. You know what I'm saying? So, that's been in my family. Yeah, I do, most definitely.
You must run in a family. And how long have you been writing your own music?
Oh, man, since I was like, I'd say about 10 years old, man.
Wow.
I've been going in for a long time, man.
Wow.
But
you're really doing your thing out there. Ain't no question about it.
Yeah, man. I'm out here going hard, man.
Now, do you write for other people, other artists, or do you just, like, listen, my song is too hot, you know, I just need to keep this one for myself? Or just something that you feel like, all right, maybe this artist could sound good singing this track. Do you write for other artists, or do you just write for yourself?
Actually, I did that for this female named Stephanie Martinez, which is Latino. She Latino, right? She here in Miami. She doing a lot of big things. She sing. And I used to write a little song for her, you know what I'm saying? That was about, like, the only artist I ever try to write something for. Mostly I just write for myself, you know what I'm saying? But if it's songwriters out there, you know what I mean, I have them too. But if they write me something hot, of course I'm going to sing it.
Oh, okay.
I ain't going to hesitate about that, you know what I'm saying?
So you don't have a problem with writing other material for artists?
No, I don't have no problem with that. That's money.
Cause I know. I heard this ain't nothing. You know, it's something, but what other us I heard is like, wow, you just going in hard. You know what I mean? That's what's good about it. You're doing your thing. You definitely going to take it to another level.
Almost definitely.
You're definitely going to take it to another level. Ain't no question about it. Now, let me ask you. Some artists get stage fright. So, you know, they put on the dark shades and they close their eyes so they won't have to look at the audience. Did you ever have any problems with stage fright or anything like that?
No, man. Actually, it's the total opposite with me. I love it. Like, I love the attention. I love it. You know what I'm saying? I don't even wear no shades when I perform. I like to give them eye-to-eye contact. Like the female when I'm singing, because I feel like she can feel me more. If I'm looking her dead in her eyes, you feel me? So, yeah, that's the type of,
exactly.
That's, I'm on it like that. But when it's time to put the shots on, I'll throw them on every once in a while. You feel me?
I feel you. Well, you know what? As of right now, we have a caller for you.
Okay.
Caller, are you on the air? Hello? Caller,
hello.
Are you there? Yes.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm here. How you doing?
All right. We have Reggie V on the line. You have something you want to say? It's GQ Palace Radio.
Yes, sir. What's up, Reggie V? It's your boy AM. You know who it is.
What's up? This is my assistant that's on the phone. Matter of fact, Dre.
Oh, yeah? Oh, all right.
He's doing a lot for me.
How is he working with Reggie? How is it?
Well, actually, man, it's great, man. You know, when I first heard the track on the radio, man, I just couldn't believe it. I like, the more and more I hear that song, I'm like, that's it. You know, and thanks, you know, GQ for having us, and it's been a blessing, man. You know, he deserves everything he get. He's been putting in hard work since we were teenagers, and it's time is now.
Yeah.
It's time to do it.
Hey. Exactly. It's definitely going to happen. You know, Red, no, he's welcome anytime, but no problems. No questions asked. You know what I mean?
The love that y'all gave us, man, you know, it's phenomenal. And plus, you know, we just hope that song and other songs that we have, we just hope it just travel all through the world. Not only in our city, but all across the world, worldwide. We're trying to make this man number one to the top. You know?
Oh, he's definitely going to get there.
No question about it.
Appreciate that.
But you know, not to cut you off, but you know, like you said, you know, thanks for Boss Lady. Without her, we wouldn't never be here. And I said it once and over time again. You know, thank GQ for the love that y'all gave to us, and we just hope that things continue to happen.
Let's go, 254 City. Let's go.
Let's go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know, he because I noticed y'all keep bringing up Boss Lady. She's a good person. You know, I honor her for bringing on Rezzy. You understand? I do honor. She brought on Rezzy, and that's good. You understand? But Boss Lady is actually not with GQ anymore, and I do honor her. But she brought on Rezzy. You know, and she told us about Rezzy, whatever the case is. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And I honor her for that. You understand? Okay. But like I said, certain stimulations have occurred, and you know, things happen. You know, nobody's mad. Ain't no grudges hold or anything like that. You understand?
Yeah, cool.
Definitely ain't no grudges hold. She's a cool person. Everything is good. You know? But, you know, like I said, she brought Rezzy. That's good. You know, I honor her for that. You understand?
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Rezzy, you definitely do got it going on.
Yes, sir.
You
appreciate that, man.
Like I said, I have some top-notch artists on here already. Like, top-notch. And you definitely in one of the top-notch lists. You understand? All the artists
that
I have is just crazy. And you definitely up there with them. You understand?
I appreciate
ain't no question
that.
About it.
I appreciate that.
You definitely up there with them. But
definitely going hard.
But you got all right. Ready? You can continue. Go ahead. Because I know you got some questions. You know, you want to ask Reggie whatever the case is. You know what I mean? It's all love and entertainment here.
I was just wondering. You know, Rez, you know, we did that track, and you know, what's next for us? You know, we doing a few more things, but you know, what's in your future? What we planning on doing, Holmes?
Well, I'm planning on. I got another record actually that's in the making right now that I know is going to be crazy. Straight for the women, like you know, I'm doing everything for the ladies. You already know.
Oh, yeah.
I got songs
oh, yeah.
for, but I got songs for my niggas too. Like for the mixtapes and all. Like I go in. I'm diverse. Like I got it all. You know what I'm saying? But
okay.
Basically, I'm here for the women right now. You know what I'm saying? And the haters too. I love them.
You know how that goes.
You
love
the
haters.
We love them. And he said, if you don't have hate, that means you ain't done nothing. And it took me a long time to, you know, to realize what was he saying. So I put two and two together. And if you got some of the greatest R&B singers and the greatest rappers in the world, they get a lot of hate. And, you know, hey, once you won't talk, you're going to have to go through something. But, you know, I think as a team with me and Rez and the rest of our team, I just think we're ready for that. And, you know, we're going to keep our heads up and keep pushing. And, hey, hope God got us in the right way. Oh, yeah.
I'm in this music, man, to be real with y'all, let you know, like, I'm in it for, like, my family, I mean, and my kids and my community. Like, it's a small community that's in NC.
Mm-hmm.
Never had a girls and boys club there. You feel me? So God blessing me to be a blessing for others, and I'm going to be the one that go back and get that built in the community for those kids. That's what I'm in it for, you know what I'm saying? And I love doing this, so I'm just blessed, man, to do it, and I'm going to keep going, man. Ain't nothing going to stop me.
I feel you. I definitely feel you.
You know what I mean? And that's what it is, man. I want to be able to go to the schools and talk to the kids and let them know, because I come from the streets, you know what I'm saying? I come from selling heroin and coke and all that stuff, then been locked up and then did that. It's not the way to go. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's why you was blessed.
And I want them to know that.
Right now.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to let them know, man.
But you know, with that, you know, like I said, you know, we trying to push hard to be number one. You know, we ain't trying to be two, three, four, five. We trying to go for the number one spot. And
we
know, I see a lot of posts that GQ does, man. You know, y'all do. You know, they post a lot of artists on the line and the page. You know, it's for itself. It got big. So, obviously, somebody's doing stuff, right? You know what I mean?
We try to do it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We
got
it
on Twitter, Global 14, YouTube. We trying to go everywhere right now.
Man, we all trying to get it, man. It's all going to happen. What's minutes going to be? You feel me?
Exactly.
That's how I feel. So...
Now, let me ask you, Rex. You got the phone lines crazy. But you know what? I got to ask you about Beautiful because you have a lot of people on the line, but I have to play Beautiful before I get to it. Now, tell us a little bit about Beautiful, that song Beautiful.
Beautiful is straight like this, just living here in Miami. That's how I wrote that song. Being here in Miami, I'm surrounded by beautiful women everywhere. So that record... And I give shouts out to my boy Lux. Know what I mean? I produced the track. Know what I mean? I heard it. It was crazy. We both came up with that concept. Hey, we here in Miami, man, around beautiful women. Let's do the song for the women, the beautiful women.
All right. What we're going to do right now, I want all y'all callers to stay on the line. I'm sorry. I apologize for putting myself first. But this track, this single right here, I have to play right now because it's crazy. All right? Yes. Blondes and Divas. Reg B. Bang a new hit single, Beautiful. Remember where you heard it first. GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby. What it do, Rez?
Let's go, baby.
Go.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
right, Dons and Divas, we back right now. We had lost Rezzy for a minute, but we're going to get him back on the air. Right now, I just want y'all to know Rezzy, he's an artist from Miami. He's definitely doing his thing, and we're going to push it, you know, to get him at the next level to where he's at. You understand? As soon as we get him back on the air, I want y'all callers to stay right there. We're going to have him on the air, and we're going to talk to him and find out exactly what's going on. You know, like I said, his tracks is ridiculous. He got something crazy going with his tracks and everything like that. But GQ Palace, let me explain to y'all a little about GQ Palace and what's going on with GQ Palace. All right? GQ Palace is a three-part segment. So after Rezzy V, we will have the Trendsetters on, who is also a team of women who is community supporters. You understand? And what they do is they go to certain communities, they show their support, they give promotional events for charity. You know, they're not promoters, but they give promotional events for charity. What we're going to do right now is we're going to play y'all a track, you know, just to keep y'all going until we get Rezzy V back on the air. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's Butter, baby.
I'm back in town.
back with us.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
It's all good. It happened. But, you know, I had to play that other track of yours real fast. You know what I mean? Just to let them know what you're doing. But we have the phone lines open crazy for you. So what I want to do with you, I want to take some calls because you got the phone lines going crazy right now. All right?
Okay. All right.
Is that good with you? All right.
Yeah, that's cool.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Hello.
Who are we talking to? You have Reggie V.
This
on the line.
Is T-Rex.
What's up, T?
Listen. I know Amazing Woman was made definitely for me.
Yeah, you're right.
A thousand miles away, the whole nine yards. Oh my God.
You know what?
Shut up.
What's up?
Shut up, little brother. This is grown folks talking right now. You got to be put aside. You know how I am. But anyway, Raz, what the hell? Oh, my God.
I'm working.
When you say it's for the women, oh, my God. All I can keep saying is, oh, my God.
I appreciate that. For real.
I mean,
for real,
that amazing. You about to get a whole lot of folks married off that song, okay?
And you know what? That song that's a good song for like dudes that can't really like talk to their female like they really
want
to. That's true. You just put that in.
I agree 100%. You know.
Put that in and let her hear that.
And I mean, seriously, I want that track. If I don't get anything else, that one, I got to have it, you know. And like I said, I'm trying to hook my daughter up with a real good man. So I'm just...
You know
bring
what,
Wait a minute,
do your daughter know you're trying to hook up with the artist?
Wait a minute, Rev. If it's not for me, right? Even though I got my baby, I'm happy with my man. But if it's not for me, I'm trying to get my daughter hooked up, right?
You know what, T? You have a question for Rez. Rez got the phone lines lit up. You better cut it out. What's your question for Rez?
You never know. It might be a connecting damn. If my daughter might be able to have a real man.
Well, you know,
he seemed like he a real man, you know. No, Rev, I applaud you for all your hits are the bomb.
Thank you.
And I want to tell you, keep taking it to the top, baby, because you're going there and you're damn near there.
Keep doing
what you're doing. And thanks for having me as a friend of yours.
Yeah, for sure. I you know what? Like my Facebook, I always like do that myself.
Uh-huh.
Try to like stay in contact with people. You know what I'm saying? Why I can't right now? You know what I'm saying? Because it means a lot.
And I'm gonna put my daughter on your ass too. Okay, I'm just being upfront.
All right, T, cut it out. We have another caller on the line. T, cut it out.
Okay, big brother.
All right, see. She's crazy. That's my big sister. She's crazy. I got nothing but love for her. Exactly. We have another caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, you have Reggie V on the line. You have a question? Something to say to Reggie V?
This is Jennifer. Hey, Rez.
What's up, Ma?
What's good?
Well,
you already know my favorite is 1,000 Miles Away. You already know that.
Yeah, I already know you love that record.
You already know that. But I was just coming through to show you love. You know, proud of you for what you're doing and everything you're trying to accomplish, bringing it back to the community and all. So.
That's what's up.
And I hope everything's successful to you. You've made it a long way so far, and I know you're going to keep on going. So, big ups for that.
Appreciate that, Ma. You already know. I'm working hard out here. Got to make sure I bring it back to the hood.
For sure.
Exactly. You're definitely doing it.
That's what's
definitely.
Up.
I appreciate you coming in, showing love.
All right,
Ma.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. We have another caller on the line. Caller, are you there? Hello, caller, are you there?
you.
Hello, caller. Tanisha, are you there? Are you on the line, Tanisha?
Hi, I'm here. I am
oh,
here.
Oh, I had to say your name.
You
know?
Yeah, I had to say my name. I didn't know what was going on. I was just waiting. Hello, Resby B.
How you doing, Ma?
I am well. I am well. I'm so excited for you, and I'm just so proud of you. I just wanted to call and give you some love tonight. You've been really special to me for a long, long time, and I'm really happy to see you doing big things right now. I'm really excited for you. I know you'll continue to take it to the top, and you'll do really, really great things, and you'll bring it back home and share everything with us. We are so proud of you.
I appreciate that, and you already know I'm going to bring it back home. I thank you for all the love, always.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we just continue to represent for us and definitely take care. We'll look forward to seeing big, big things from you.
For sure. You already know.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mom.
You're definitely doing your thing. We have another caller on the line for you. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yo.
Yes.
Yo.
What's up?
Okay. Who are we speaking to?
This Ace. This is Sister.
Oh, what's up?
Oh, what's going on?
Find my brother Ace out, for real. Stop playing.
Yeah, your brother definitely doing his thing.
No.
Ain't no question about it.
Beeping. That nigga got ambition of 100%. 100% ambition. He never stopped working.
Exactly. Yo, you
know
what?
That's my sister.
Just
I love
for you
her.
Calling, showing how much love it is, you know?
They need to.
Yep. And yeah, that's what's up. I hear my little nephew in the background.
Yeah, he in the background.
You big a sis.
Red.
Yeah, that's my little sister right there. Know what I mean,
oh,
that's
your
my
little sister. Oh, all right,
yeah,
all right.
That's my heart right there, man. That's Nina. She always give me words of knowledge. You know. What's up? What's up, nephew?
Oh, that's the nephew one. We got the nephew on the line too. What you gotta say to Uncle Raj?
This nigga bad.
My son even know he can sing for real.
What's poppin', B?
But for real,
that's
nigga.
Right.
On my brother though, he need to be signed like ASAP.
It's definitely gonna happen. Oh, ain't no question about it.
It's saying.
There's no question about it. You know.
Yeah.
Sis, I appreciate you calling, showing that love. You already know what it is.
I already know.
I'm bringing it back home. You already know. I mean, I love you, yo.
All right.
Hold it down.
Now, Rez, you got the lines up, but I gotta ask you before I bring in another caller.
Huh?
Your name. Your name. How did you come up with your name?
Actually, that people have been calling me Rez, like, all my life, like, you know what I'm saying? So I was just sitting in the studio with my boy Lux, and he was like, yo, you need to name your name, like, Rez Vocals. I was like, well, shit, let's rock with it. That's cool with me. So really, my producer gave me that name, Rez Vocals, man, but I was just like, call me Rezzy V for short, you know what I'm saying? But really, he the one gave me that name, man. So I rock with it. And actually,
wow.
My producer is really, right now, Lux is signed to Darrell Revis. Darrell Revis have a record company that nobody don't know about right now. Just started about 3 months ago. And he just signed a production deal with them. But he like my best friend and shit, so he like do all my music for me, like my production for me. You know what I'm saying?
All right. You know, I had to ask you that real fast. But we also have another caller on the line for you. Caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, you have Rez B on the line. Do you have a question for Rez?
Yo.
Hello. We heard you say you're there. Where did you go?
Oh, I'm here. Sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say some salad, but I had to wait like 5 minutes, right?
No, go ahead. You got Rez B on the line. GQ College Radio. You on the air. What you have? You have a question for him?
I just want to say hi.
How you doing, Ma?
I'm fine.
What's your name?
Shanique.
What's good, Shanique? Were you in New York?
Yes, Harlem all day.
All right. That's what's up. I mean, I should be in y'all area soon. Keep rocking out like I am, you know what I mean?
All right.
Yo, Rez, what I want to do, you know, because we run out of time, I do have my own You want to, I want to know, can I play that for them?
Yeah, rock out with it. Let's do it.
All right, you know, because I know we said three, but you like doing your thing right now, and I got to play that joint too. You understand? Because I have trendsetters coming up next, a team of females that community supporters, but I'm going to play my own from you. We're going to ask a couple of more questions, then I'm going to bring the trendsetters in. All right? Is that good?
That's what's up. That's cool.
All right. Okay, Dons and Divas, here's another banger from Rez V, my own GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Life ain't perfect, life ain't perfect. Life ain't perfect, life ain't perfect. Life ain't perfect, life ain't perfect. Struggling and hustling, this life ain't perfect. Living how I'm living, man, life ain't worth it. Trying to get my own, hustling to the mold. That is what I want, it's time to get my own. It's 5 in the morning, can't sleep, and I'm still stressing, thinking about the shards that I'm facing, taught a hard lesson. Gotta get this cash, gotta get it fast. The snitching ass haters got the fans on my ass. You know, that's how it be when you out in the streets. I stay low, got haters mad, cause I'm stacking these G's. My mission is about complete money everywhere I see. Gotta stay on top of game when you living in this fame. Struggling, hustling, this life ain't perfect. Living how I'm living, man, life ain't worth it. Trying to get my own. Hustling to the mold, that is what I want. It's time to get my own. Struggling and hustling, life ain't perfect. Living how I'm living, man, life ain't perfect. Trying to get my own. Hustling to the mold, that is what I want. It's time to get my own.
Hustling, hustling, struggle, struggle, and struggle. They say they will not budge. Well, I gotta muscle it. Taking what I can, the powers come from a man. Myself and I, yeah. Now you understand. The ladies say they love me, but they feelings off the chain. Yeah. 1 minute they wanted, the other minute they say they can't. I decay, but hey, I know I gotta make it out of the way. So we gonna do it like this every day.
Struggling and hustling, this life ain't perfect. Living how I'm living, man, life ain't worth it. Trying to get my own, hustling to the moon. That is what I want. It's time to get my
crazy. Since the show started, it's been like maybe 5 weeks, I never play an artist 4 tracks.
appreciate
Never.
That love, man. Real talk.
Yo, oh, wow. You is killing it right now. You got the phone lines burning. So what I want to do right now, I don't even know if I have enough time to even ask you the questions I want to ask you because I got people that just want to speak to you right now. So what I want to do, I have to bring those callers in and speak to you. You know, that's mandatory. That's how GQ Palace is nothing but love and entertainment. So I have to bring those callers in and speak to you. You understand?
That's what's up.
All right. We have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yo, Red B on the line.
Hello? Red.
What's up?
What a deep, big brother boy.
What's
this
the deal,
Mike,
man?
Yo? You hear
What's
me?
The deal, Mike? What's the deal?
This is Smalls, homie.
What's up, boy? What's up, cousin? You ain't B-more.
You already. That's another thinking from
up,
here, boy.
Up.
That's what I'm thinking from here. We on our way, shorty.
You already know.
A young nigga like me found that you're early. You hear me?
That's what's up, cousin. That's what's up, you, man.
You already know. Do what you're doing, yo. You know what I mean? It ain't even got to be easy. You know what I mean? Make it hard for you hear me, us. We're going to get there anyway. You hear me?
You already know, man.
I got you. You know I'm right here. You hear me?
And you already know. I'm coming to see you.
I'm ready.
2-5, nigga.
25?
You already know.
Yeah.
Thanks for the love, cousin.
You already.
All right.
Yo, Mike, thanks a lot for calling GQ Powers Radio. Rez, we have another caller on the line for you. Caller, are you there?
Yo.
Yo, what up?
Rez B on the line.
Yo, what's goody, bro?
What's the deal, sis?
You already know who it is, son. You know I had to come by and show you some love, son, because you're doing some major shit right now.
That's what's up. That's my other, that's my baby sister right here.
What?
I got two sisters. Yeah, I got two sisters, though. That's my baby sister. She in school, though. She in college.
Oh,
yeah.
So
she
in college. So I know you got a lot of females talking about your brother because I know you've been spreading his music around like crazy.
You already know. I'm showing that man that love because that nigga my heart, son. You already know. I just want to go ahead and tell you, you know, you're doing big things, son. Keep doing what you do, man. You motivating me, man, to do what I do.
That's what's up, sis. You already know. Link me up. All right,
man. Hold it down. You already know. Love you, man.
Love you too, sis.
All right. You're definitely right. Doing it, man. Ain't no question. We have another caller on the line for you. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yo.
Yes.
Yo, this Rich.
What's up, nigga?
It's the Black Mamba, boy. The Twitter, boy.
You already know.
How you doing, big thing, boy?
You already know, man. We getting it in.
Yeah, that's
we,
what
we,
up.
We going
yeah.
hard. This is my cousin right here, Rich, like from NC. He a rapper, you know what I'm saying? Like, he do a lot of things with me, too. Y'all look out for him, Rich P, because he coming.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? He in the making. He's a secret weapon.
What's good,
real. Cool? You already know, man. I'm working, man. Non-stop. Can't
yeah,
stop.
I hear you, boy. You
no
got to blow
no,
you up, huh?
No break room, man.
I know,
no
right?
Room.
Yeah,
know.
That's what's good, boy. It's good. Yeah, I've been sitting here. I was like, yo, it's like 500 chicks. Yo, what up? I got to be number one, you know?
You
real.
Already know, man. For sure, nigga. We going to link up for sure.
Yo, man, just grind hard, work hard, man. Keep God first, you know? That's how it goes.
Always. You already know.
Yo, man, since we on the air, man, a shout out to Grandma, man, because if it weren't for her, man, none of us wouldn't be here. You dig?
Yeah, for sure. You already know.
That lady sang for you
yeah.
in that church. It taught you this singing. I mean, like all our grandmas, our grandparents, most definitely, man, we come from a good family, and I'm glad that you making it and doing your thing, man. I'm supporting you 100. You dig?
You already know, man.
Yo, man, I love you, homie.
Love you too, my nigga. Hit me up.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead and get that call. I'm going to keep screening your calls. I'm listening to you, dude.
All right, that's what's up. Peace, cousin.
Yeah,
no
man,
doubt.
Peace, bro. All
right.
You got a lot of love going on, Rez. Ain't no question
yeah.
about you going to get out there. But you know what? Since I got the phone lines a little calm down right now. Let me ask you. Who would you say is some of your biggest influence in the music industry?
Right now, man, well, he's dead. Luther was like my idol, you know what I'm saying? Luther and R. Kelly is like the main two, because like 2002, I actually sat down with Luther. Like, I stayed with Luther for like a week in his apartment in Manhattan. I ate Thanksgiving with him. You know what I'm saying? And he taught me a lot. I learned a lot from him. So, you know what I'm saying? I got to go with God. I mean, rest in peace to him. But Luther and R. Kelly is like my idol, man. Like, I look up to that dude ever since I was young. And he's still, like, doing, he's still the king. You feel me? I give it to him. I mean, Kelly is the man. That's just what I think. That's what I feel.
All right. Now, I know you performed at a lot of places. Do you have any up-and-coming events you want to let the audience, the listeners, know about?
Actually,
are you just
I got
relaxing
a lot of...
right now? Because I know you performed. I know for a fact you performed at a lot of places. I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
Are you just taking it into, like, a relaxed mode right now, at this moment?
Well, actually, right now, I'm more focused on getting my album done. You know what I mean? I just did a show, like, 2 nights ago, you know what I'm saying? Well, had that, then I got, like, this other big convention coming up in Miami. Like, it's always something popping off here. Like, you just come to Miami and, you know what I'm saying, they'll see. Like, you got
exactly.
20 different parties, man. You know what I'm saying? It's always something popping off on South Beach, man.
Now, let me ask you this. I know a lot of artist formats, when they doing their songs, you know, they go by, some of them write the lyrics and they go to the music, and then some listen to the music and then write the lyrics. How do you go about doing the formats of your songs?
I most definitely have to listen to the music first. Like, I have to hear the track, because I have to hear that message in the beat. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way I do it.
Now, as far as you being such a young, you know, you're very talented, you understand? And ain't no question about it. And the songs you write, you send in messages like, you know what I mean? And I want you to explain to us about Thousand Miles Away, but that last song, My Own Shit, that message you sent in, what was actually on your mind when you was writing that song?
Actually, that's some real life shit I went through, man. I caught a charge, and I went through everything I was saying, and I was sitting down that night, right after I got out of jail, you feel me? And I was like, you know what? I'm about to write about this, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what I went through. So I just write real life experiences. Shit I go through, I put it down on the paper, man. I just work, man. You know what I'm saying? And my man, Wase, is the dude that's featured on that. He out of D.C. He doing a lot of big things, too, so y'all look out for him as well.
Well, you know, you got my number. When if you want them, all you gotta do is contact me. Yo, Rich, such and such. I got my man from DC. You know how we do. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know what it is. Exactly.
For sure.
But Rez, I really want to thank you for joining us tonight. Now I want you to give the listeners your information so they can hear your tracks. Let them know what's going on with you. How they can hear all the rest of your tracks. And also, I want exclusive of that CD, man.
Yeah, for sure.
You're gonna be thinking like, damn, this nigga Rich is just getting on my nerve right now. Let me just send it to him. You know what I mean? But give them a series. You're gonna be like, oh man. But give them the information. You know, if you want to, you know, your website, your webpage, your Twitter, whatever you got, and let them know how they can get in touch. You know, to hear your tracks and everything.
Actually, you can go on the website on Wingnut Enterprise. You know what I'm saying? It's wingnutenterprise.com. That's the site that I'm on. And also, you can hear my music. It's all over my Facebook. My Facebook is Rez Vocals, REZZVOKALZ. I mean, that's the same as my Twitter. And if you're trying to, like, do a collab, whatever, you know what I mean, my email is RezVocals at Yahoo.com. I mean, that's pretty much it, you know what I'm saying? I want to shout out Maybach Latino, man. Go to they site, too, because I told UB. He's the president of the Latin division of Maybach. That's my dude. I did a song.
Okay,
I got a song with him called Grinding.
I'm give all your shout-outs. You know I have a problem with it. Give shout-outs to whoever you want. You know how we do. Give shout-outs to whoever you want right now.
Man, I just want to shout-out all my fans, all the love that was shown for me tonight. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Everybody that's following me, man, you know what I'm saying? They already know all my life is what I've been doing. But I just want to shout out my moms, you know what I'm saying, for putting me on this earth.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I'm the music baby, like I said. But all my family, my whole team, y'all already know what it is. We working. Let's get it.
Exactly. You know, it's one more question I want to ask you, because I know a lot of people want to know about it. Your productions.
Uh-huh.
Now, with your productions, is you the one doing it, or do you have certain producers doing your production? That's
actually
the last question I want to ask you, because your tracks is also crazy.
Yeah,
not
man,
only the
Lux,
lyrics, but the tracks is crazy.
Lux is the one, his name Lux, yo. He's the guy that do all my production, like the one that signed under the rail. Like Lux, he go crazy. He don't get no sleep. This kid, I remember him making beats. Like we had a job in Liberty City. He in the office making beats. Now he done got crazy with it. Like, he, it's crazy. Plus, I got my dude that did 1,000 Miles Away. It's Pretty Boy Beats. I'm going to send shouts out to him. He in Tennessee. He doing his thing, too.
Wow.
Like, so those two producers is the one that's really, like, doing my production for me.
Yo, Rez, I really have to say it's an honor having you on GQ Palace Radio. We definitely, I'm not lying, we definitely going to do what we got to do to push you out there to help you. You know, I know you don't really need that much help together, but we definitely going to try our best to get you out there a little further. You understand what I mean? Like,
I appreciate
all the
love,
man.
GQ Power
got connections and all that. We definitely going to try to push you out there, you know. It's really an honor, like I said. I can't thank you enough for taking your time out to join us on GQ Power's Radio.
Yo, man, I appreciate that, man. All the love, you know what I mean? 2-5, Port City, stand up.
All right, no doubt.
Already know.
No doubt. And you know, you're welcome anytime. Anytime you're ready to come back. All you got to do is holler. Yo, Rich, I'm ready to come back. You know, let them hear this new tracks I got or whatever the case is. You understand?
That's what's up.
No doubt,
that's what's up,
once
man.
Again.
I appreciate all the love, man. Real talk.
Yo, thanks a lot for even taking your time out, Rez, once again, yo. We definitely going to keep
man.
In touch, though, you know. I got the math and all that, so we definitely going to keep in touch.
All right, link up, man. And I appreciate the
no
love,
doubt.
Y'all. All right, peace.
No doubt. One. All right, Dons and Divas. Coming up next, we have the Trendsetters Production, a team of ladies who host promotional events to support the community. So stay right there and don't move. GQ Palace, love and entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Together, don't hate.
Never do it.
Jealousy's the ugliest trait.
Don't ever do it.
Dons and Divas. And with me right now, I have Starlight from the Trendsetters. Starlight, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Harris.
Star, what is
Thank
going on?
Thank you, Harris. How are you?
What is going on? I'm okay. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I have no complaints whatsoever.
That's good. That's good. You know, that's good. I really want to thank you for joining GQ Palace Radio tonight. You know, I know y'all are a bunch of busy females, but I really appreciate you taking out the time to join us tonight.
Trendsetters wants to thank you for giving us the opportunity to come on to your show.
Yes.
We really
appreciate
that.
Okay. And by the way, Dons and Divas, once again, the number to get in touch with Trendsetters, if you have any questions you want to ask them, is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to speak to Starlight from Trendsetters, or you can stay on the line and hear the show. Star, let me ask. Now, Trendsetters, I know it's community supporters, y'all women and everything. How did y'all come up with that name, Trendsetters?
Well, Trendsetters was formed by our CEO, Couture, and another family member a couple of years ago. You know, really being an ambitious woman that Couture is, there was really no surprise in her creativity when she came up with a name that obviously stands out and commands attention when you hear it.
Okay. Now, the funny thing about the whole thing, you just got on the line, and I already have callers for you. You know, so I know that y'all
are
definitely doing y'all thing.
We got to get the people what they want.
Exactly. And I know you y'all definitely doing y'all thing. So you know what? I really want to bring this caller in real fast. I don't usually do this, but I know y'all doing y'all thing, and I got to do it because the fact of, you know, you taking your time out to join us. So, caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. You have Starlight from Trendsetter on the line. You have a question for us, something you want to say to Starlight right now?
Hi, Starlight. It's Nene. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Of course, you know I'm always going to show love. Family first, man. We does this.
Appreciate that. What's going on? How's everything?
Everything is good, man. I appreciate everything you're doing for the community, man. I can't lie. I love it all.
We appreciate that. Thank you. Accolades is everything to us.
I see.
All right. Now, Star.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you. Explain to the listeners what Trendsetters is all about.
Trendsetters is a sisterhood. You know, we're a team of women. We're made up of family and very close friends. You know, we move as one, we think as one, our heart beats as one. You know, we were brought together, the majority of us, you know, by Couture in the spirit of love and prosperity. But, you know, most importantly, it presented the opportunity for us to be a more positive influence in the community. We really feel that, you know, it's important, you know, to give back. It's important to give back. You know, we have what we have because there was somebody there to help us along the way. So we're only doing, you know, we're only doing what was given to us. You know, this is our future. If we don't look out for our future, then, you know, there's no tomorrow. So whatever little bit of difference that we can make, then that's what we should make. And that's the difference that we try to make. Whatever little bit that we can do, we try to do.
And I really applaud y'all on that. I really do.
Thank you.
Now,
thank you.
Now, Trendsetters, like you said, Couture, so she's the founder of Trendsetters, right?
Yes, she is.
Now, it consists of females. Now, let me ask you, how did y'all females meet up?
Two of us are Couture sisters. I am actually the oldest sister for Couture. Another one of our sisters is on the team. And then we have a bunch of us are very close friends. So we hang out together. We're together a lot, you know, and we talk. You know, who knows a lady better than a lady?
Nobody.
Exactly.
We
right
know
about
each
that
other.
One.
So through our friendship, you know, through
exactly
our friendship,
right about that one.
You know, through our friendship and, you know, our common thoughts and, you know, where we see each other and how we see the world, you know, we were just able, you know, to bring everything together through couture to just be able to do what we do now.
Okay.
And that's to be a blessing to the community.
Yes, it definitely should be a blessing. And I don't doubt that the community don't accept everything that y'all doing for them. Now, I also know that y'all do promotional parties for charity events and everything, right?
Yes, we do.
Give the listeners some events that y'all did, and events that y'all have actually coming up right now. Let them know about that also.
Whew, we got a lot.
Everything. Let them know. Listen, everything. GQ Palace, we support everybody to the fullest. You understand?
We
love and entertainment,
that.
And we support to the fullest. So I want you to let them know everything. I don't care if it's from here to 2015. Let them know everything that y'all supporting because it's community support service, and that's what's good about it because y'all doing for the community. You understand? So
thank
that's
you.
Why I really
appreciate
want you to let
that.
Them know every event that y'all have coming up.
Well, right now we're going to close out the year on December 10th. We have a charity event. It's the Starlight Foundation Toy Drive as well as the New York Cares Co-Drive. We want everybody to come out to that. That's actually going to be at St. James Rec Center in the Bronx, 2530 Jerome Avenue. It's going to be from 11 to 4 p.m. We're going to have music. The kids are going to be there, Santa Claus, and, you know, some refreshments. You can find out about the foundation. As far as the toys are concerned, we ask that there are new toys because the toys are actually going to children who are bound in the hospital throughout the borough. So this is not an organization that Trendsetters is working with that we don't know where the toys are going. The toys are going in the boroughs to hospitals that we go, that we take our family to is where they're going. We can't take any stuffed animals. No stuffed animals. Of course, like I said, we're doing gently used coats. We're doing the New York Coat Drive. That's December 10th, 11 to 4 at the St. James Rec Center. On December 16th, we're on the ticket for Minks and Boots Winter Wonderland Affair. We're expected to participate in the New Year's Eve party at the Paradise Theater on New Year's Eve, 12/31. Now, 2012,
okay.
We got it lined up. 2012, we got it lined up, so pay attention because we're going to blow through it.
Oh,
I'm
definitely going to support to help get everybody I can to come through there. But go ahead, finish.
You got to be with us on it. So in May, we have the Trendsetter Productions anniversary. We're looking forward to trying to raise some proceeds for our AIDS awareness during our anniversary. June is actually going to be our Set a Trend Charity Day. I'm working on a few ideas, but it's definitely going to be different and fun. Last year, the Set a Trend Day was catered to mental awareness. You know, we had
okay.
nurses there, you know, blood pressure and all of that type of things was taken, you know, for people in the community. July is going to be the second Man Up Field Day. Any adult who attended that can say it was fun to be a kid again and let go. I'm definitely looking forward to my double dutch this year. Definitely. I'm looking forward to my jump rope. And
double dutch.
I'm in it to win it, definitely.
I don't care how old the female is, they're going to jump that double dutch, no matter where
listen,
they are.
Listen, we just going to jump rope. You men should be happy that we still want to jump the rope. We want to jump the rope. In September, we're trying to put together a father and son basketball tournament where the proceeds will go towards the breast cancer. In October,
okay.
We're going to have our second annual bowl-a-thon for the Children's Blood and Cancer Foundation, and we're going to roll right back into November with our third annual New York Cares Coach Drive in December for the Toy Drive again. We got a lot going on.
Wow.
But, you know,
wow.
We wholeheartedly
we
believe that.
We definitely going to support you on that.
We appreciate it. You know, we wholeheartedly believe that helping others is extremely critical to the development of the future. Again, you know,
mm-hmm.
any difference that you can make is a difference. It's
mm-hmm.
just a difference.
Wow.
So, you know, stay tuned. You know, our events are definitely kept updated on our website, which is trendsetterproductions.com. We have an anthem that's out. You could Google it on YouTube. It's in rotation on WeSoLive.com.
Okay.
So, you know, we're doing what we can do.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to ask you to give them the information and everything. And we also have a caller on the line for you. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. You have Starlight from Trent Shatters on the air.
Hi, Starlight. This is Ms. Mo. This is one of the girls from Trent Shatters Productions.
Oh, okay. Ms. Mo. All right.
How are you, sister?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling good.
That's what's up. This is one of the girls from Trent Shatters, Ms. Mo. I was calling to, you know, shout out my sister. Let her know I'm listening, and I love her.
Oh, thanks.
That's good.
You're welcome.
That's much love and support. We also have another caller on the line for you. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello? Yes. You have Starlight from Trendsetters on the air.
This is T.
You have a question for Starlight?
This is T.
Hi, T.
Hi, what's up?
How are you?
I want to just commend you, ladies. I am a part of the GQ Palace team.
Thank you so much.
I just want to tell you, ladies, keep going to the top. Sounds good. And what you're
trying to do
is all that and more.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate
I'm actually the computer network analyst. Analysis on the team, and you know, hey, when it comes to us women, I want to see us go to the top always. You know.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate
and when
the
you
love
give
and
to the community, you're gonna get more. And just you know, hey, I want to thank you for coming to our attention and giving us the feedback of what you're doing as ladies. Because you got it going on.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie. And happy holidays to you all.
Happy holidays to you as well.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks a lot, T.
You're no problem.
We have another caller on the line for you, Starlight. Caller, are you there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you have Starlight from Trendsetters on the air.
Hi, Starlight. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. No complaints. Thank you very much.
I can tell you good. You're holding this interview down very well. So I called to tell you to keep up the good work.
Ah, it's my CEO, ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Cador herself.
That's
hi,
what I'm doing.
Everybody.
I'm going to say, that voice sounds so familiar. I was going to say, that voice sounds so familiar. I was like, but you know what? I don't want to get it twisted. I don't want to say, you know, wow.
Nah, you was on the money. I just wanted to call. I'm fine. I'm in the house cooking, getting ready, and I was listening to her, and I was proud because I heard Ms. Mo calling, and I wanted to make sure I wanted to show love and shout out to Starlight and all my girls on my team, which is Frenchie, Dimples, Ms. Mo, Envy, Solo, Sweet Chocolate, Jules, Frenchie, and Cash. I wanted to make sure all of them was up there.
All right, no doubt, and that's straight up love.
Yeah, so Starlight, I'm about to get off the phone, but I want you to keep up the good work because you got about 11 or 10 more minutes for your interview, and then you need to get dressed so we can go to Diamonds in the Rough Toy Drop. I'll be up there to pick you up in a couple hours.
Okay.
Yes,
is that another event y'all doing? Wait. Is that another event y'all? All right, let them
know
about it.
That's an event that we're attending. That's an event that we're attending. It's actually at 91 Elk Lodge tonight. It's another club near and dear to our hearts, some ladies who are actually doing a toy drop for some kids up in Yonkers that, you know, we don't only give, we also, you know, support, too.
Wait, I think I didn't say Sweet Chocolate, so I want to shout out to Sweet Chocolate, too. If I didn't say her name, that's another girl.
You did.
Okay. It's a lot of y'all. I'll be losing count sometimes. So that's all I'm going to say for now. Good luck. You know, everybody that's calling in to listen to my girl, I want her to keep up the good work. That's my oldest sister. I love her dearly. She works hard. She goes hard for the team. And anything she does, she does it from her heart. And that's why we need her on this team.
Thank you.
No question. All right,
I'm out. Later.
Gotta
go. Peace.
All right. I like couture style. I like
it
style.
It is what it is.
Exactly. Now, Starlight, now the trendsetters is all females.
Yes, we are.
Right?
Okay, now, is it a reason? Do y'all just like, all right, we're going to leave it as females. Can males join this? It's just for strictly females?
You know, we never had a restriction on it. It just happened to turn out that way. But, you know, behind every strong trendsetter woman, there is a fella and some children and a strong family base. You know, every step of the way, we don't do it alone. We have the support of special loved ones, too. But it just happened to turn out that way. We it just happened to turn out that we were all happen to be ladies. And again, I say again, who understands a lady better than a lady?
Exactly. You're right about that. We actually have another caller on the air for you. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, all right, we have trendsetters on the line. It's a community support group. So who are we speaking to?
It's Bugatti Rav.
Oh, Bugatti. Bugatti is an artist that was actually on GQ Palace last week. His audience base was crazy, too. But we have trendsetters on the line right now.
Yeah.
Hi.
How you doing? I was just calling to commend you, man, because every time I see Unity, man, I got to give that props. You know, you're giving back
to
the community. That's a good look. That's a beautiful thing, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate the love and the support.
And, you know, if you could, you know, you could leave your information so I can know where to send a gift at, you know.
Oh, absolutely. No problem. Before the show is over, you will absolutely know how to get in touch with trendsetters in several ways.
All right. Have a good night.
Have a good night, too. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling, Bugatti. He's actually an artist. His ratings was crazy, too, last week. He got a lot of listeners also himself, you know. But what I wanted to know is, all right, this is what I want you to do. I want you to give them all the information, the contact information for the trendsetters. You know, if you know some people that just want to donate or, you know, you have promotional events and all that, just give them all the information all in one big bunch.
Okay.
I wasn't expecting this. But Starlight, I do want y'all to come back on. You know, because our show went over the limit, but I definitely do. Ain't no question about it. I definitely want y'all to come back on, and I'm going to start y'all off first with the segment.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Because I feel this is a very important cause, and everybody needs to know about it. And matter of fact, before you get that information, I have a special guest on the line. My switch operator just informed me.
Okay.
So we're going to bring that caller on the air. And caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, caller. State your name, where you from, and we have Trishettas. We have Starlight from Trishettas on the air.
Okay, this is Swag.
Hi, Swag.
What's up, baby?
How you doing?
Right now, I'm sick of a goddamn dog.
So I'm absolutely going to take my heart right out of my chest. Because it's pounding full of love that you took a minute to call, and you sick as a dog. I love it.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Well, I call, you know, you're always number one on my book, and a shout out from the radio station.
No doubt, Swag.
So, I'm sure there's a lot of positive stuff. It's not all about a dollar with them. It's about putting a smile on somebody's face. And that's why we get along so good.
Thank you so much. I'm beaming right now. You just made my night.
I'm about to go under my bed. I love y'all. I'll see you next week. I've been throwing up all damn day. I said, oh, shit, let me call them and show them some love before I pass out.
Thank you so much. Definitely appreciate it.
I love y'all. Rich, I'll holler at you later.
No doubt, Swag.
Okay. All right. All
right.
Later.
All right.
All
right. Man, that's nothing but love right there.
Absolutely.
And
when
you keep it real with
you,
too.
When you take the dog throwing up all day, and you take 2 minutes to call somebody to tell them you love them and what it is.
Exactly. That's nothing but love right there.
That's definitely love. Definitely love. Shout out to Swag for that. Thanks so much.
Exactly.
Shout out to my girl, because I wouldn't have made it tonight without their encouragement by text all night long.
Wow. Now, we actually have a lot of people listening. But what, like I was saying, I want you to come back, all right? Because I do want to talk about, you know, other events. But what I want you to do right now is let them know your information once again. Let them know how they can get in touch with Trendsetters. Let them know some up-and-coming events recently that's coming up. And give your shout-out for right now.
All right. So we're going to start with Twitter. Our Twitter is at CoutureThatChick. You can visit our guest book at TrendsetterProductionsWithAZ.com. You can email us at TrendsetterProductions@Yahoo.com. We have a phone number, which is 347-462-6379. We want to make sure you know that the calls are streamlined by the CEO herself, but you may be referred to someone else on the team. For instance, if you are calling for a charity event, the likelihood is I'm going to return your call because I handle all community charity events for our team. And lastly, definitely, next Saturday, please come out, show love, show up, have a good time. Bring the kids, family fun. Rich, I know I'm going to see you there with your hands and your arms full of coats with toys. December 10th, St. James Rec Center. 2530 Jerome Avenue, we're doing a toy drive, new toys, no stuffed animals, and New York Kids cold drive, 11 to 4 p.m.
And I would definitely have a
shout out to Trendsetter Productions. I couldn't do it without you, ladies.
All right, but you know what? Before we go, I actually have another caller on the line for you. And one thing I do is I make sure all my callers get through, if that's
all
nothing but love. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, everyone. Hello. I was just calling to show my love. So, you know, I'm listening, even though I'm over here working.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Like I said, I couldn't have made it tonight without y'all. Between the phones and the texts, y'all did me well. Y'all did me well tonight.
Yes, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm not prouder to be associated with another non-woman. I'm really not.
All right.
I'm gonna go ahead and let you guys wrap it up. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Like Starlight, like I was saying, whenever you're ready, you know, you just let me know, Rich. I'm ready to come back on. It's not a problem. But I really want to thank you for taking your time out to join us tonight. You understand?
Thank you so much for
having
us.
And I really want to thank the Trendsetters, Dons and Divas. Make sure y'all go to that event next Saturday. Give them that address one more time for me, Starlight.
St. James Rec Center, 2530 Jerome Avenue, Bronx, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. I promise you're going to have a good time.
And there's no doubt. GQ Powers will be in the building. I will have my Rugrats with me, and and we will definitely be in the building. Starlight, I'm going to definitely keep in touch with you, you know, to find
Thank
out more
you.
Information of what's going on, and I'm definitely going to be coming to those events.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Rich. Good night, GQ.
All right, Dons and Divas, that's it for tonight's show. I want to thank Michelle Norris with the GQ General Question. I want to thank Rez V. Listen now for his singles, Beautiful and 1,000 Miles Away. I would also like to give a special thanks to the Trendsetters Production. If you have any coats and toys, clothes, anything that you can help the homeless, or the needy, or just help the community with the support, please do so. Donate. I want to thank you, the listeners, the callers for calling in, and I also want to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby. Good night, y'all.
Drop it, drop it low, girl. 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 Drop it low, girl.
Patron in my cup, and I don't give a fuck. The baddest bitch in the club right here. Here I go. You wanna see me drop it, drop it, drop it, wanna pop it, pop it, pop it, sleep that ass on the floor. You wanna see me shake it, shake it, shake it, yeah, you like it, like it, like it, when I drop it real low.